this is the first permanent Irish committee. The formation of the new government, for the first time, we have what's called in Irish the Buan Cosh the Gwelge, Gweltocht Agus Nanilon. That's the committee for Irish, the Gaeltacht and the islands. And if the government falls, that committee will stay. The members will change, but it's a permanent committee. So that's the first thing. And secondly, I had the privilege of being elected as chair of that. I'm from Galway West, and it's a real privilege to be chair of the committee. One of the first things that I decided, and everybody on the committee agreed with me, that it would be very important to leave the Dáil and travel to the different Gaeltacht areas. So this is our third trip outside of the Dáil, and it's slightly easier for us as a committee to travel than to have the various organisations go up to Dublin. So we've been to Galway. We started in Galway West, and then we went down to Cork, to the Gaeltacht in Cork, and this is our third visit.
In Donegal particularly, there is a major push on reviving the Irish language, so this will be a welcome visit for the Gaeltacht community here.
I think so, and it's historic, really, because I don't think an Irish committee, there were previous committees, they weren't permanent, but I don't think they ever left the Dáil and went to the Donegal Gaeltacht. So it's historic from that point of view, but it's also very important that as a committee, we realise that the Irish language will only remain Tionge Vio Vriwer if we help to maintain the people who are living in the Gaeltacht areas, to give them a standard of living, to give them work. And language can't survive without a people and without people speaking it, and people need jobs. So it's on many, many levels, the Gaeltacht needs support. And I think our purpose in going out, obviously, is to listen. And there's a whole range of organisations coming before us, from the various cooperatives, the Court Common, to the Donegal County Council are sending representatives. And the schools, both national and secondary, will attend, as well as a number of other organisations. So in a sense, we probably have taken on too much, because it's a very busy day. But on the other hand, we didn't want to say no to organisations. So I look on this as a very important first step, that we go out and we listen. On top of that, it's Bliain na Gaeilge go Mhilis Ochtaig. 2018 is the year of the Irish language. And I think it's very important that we show respect for the groups on the ground at Tóig Sdrochail Shantam Galair, who are struggling because of lack of government investment, not because of effort. I've seen that when we went to Cork and in Galway. The effort on the ground is tremendous, and we need government backing. We need to show leadership and support the communities on the ground.